I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
More Mercedes in the Morning, now on Mix 94.1.
My wife, I've talked about before, she rides horses. We own two horses, I guess two and a half. We have a mini horse that we're kind of part owners of.
Just the back end of one is running around. This is ours!
The mini horse is named Rebel, and he's a whole thing. But a friend of my wife's sent her a note, and my wife sent it to me saying, hey, long story short here, but I know you love horses and animals. I have a friend who is a pet medium, and she does horse readings. Not sure if this would be of interest to you. Let me know. So my wife is like, yes, send me the information. So she did, and then my wife reached out to this pet medium about having a reading done with our horse. And my wife reached out to her saying, we got two horses. I would love for you to do a reading and meet. What's the process? And she wrote back, and my wife is going to have a medium talk to our horses. And she also does dogs, too. So I think at some point she'll have the medium talk to Jax and Zoe and Contact and Garcon, the horses.
So long story short, you're going to have a psychic talk to your horses.
Yes. Yes. How do you think that's going to go?
Well,
here's the thing, and my wife's very excited about this, and I do think that this person will be able to pick up on certain things,
yeah,
around the horse and stuff. But she wrote back to my wife talking about she had a busy week. She did seven horse readings, and then she said already getting a message.
Wait, already? She didn't even meet the horse, and she's getting a message. From
I don't
it?
Think my wife sent her any pictures. I think they just texted back and forth. She said already getting a message. Is there an issue for one of your horses? And jumping. We'll talk soon.
Would that sound... Okay, I want to go on record as saying I do believe that people are psychic. Mm-hmm. I do. And I do believe that there's an intuition thing. And I do believe all of us have a little bit of psychicness in us. It's just whether or not you're open to it. So I do not deny that this woman's doing that. But that seems kind of general. Wouldn't any horse either... If they don't jump, then that's their issue jumping. If they do jump, then they probably had... Maybe they... missed some jumps, so that would be their issue jumping. And wouldn't that be general, or is that pretty specific to the horse world? I'm not really familiar with the horse world.
No, I think you could, if you ride horses and you jump, I think that could apply to anyone. You say like, oh yes, my gosh, I was just at a show this past weekend, and we did the first six jumps, but the seventh jump, he hesitated for some reason.
Yeah.
You were on. So to me, it was kind of a vague statement.
Okay.
So yeah, kind of a general statement that could apply to any, I mean, it really could apply. I told you about my friend who went out to his first horse show, did the first jump, fell off, and broke his hip.
Oh, so there's an issue
with there's an issue with his horse. So I think that could apply to anyone. But my wife is very excited, and I, too, have an open mind when it comes to this. So I'm looking forward to seeing what this lady has to say. I'm also interested to see what she has to say about our dogs, if she's with Jax and Zoe, and what they have to say, or what she gets from our two dogs.
So are you going to meet face-to-face, then, with the dogs, or... is this just going to be an over text, the messages that she's receiving through the air?
I just noticed that the number is a 702 number. So the person's here
oh,
in town.
Locally.
So, yeah, so
okay.
I'm feeling, well, go meet at the barn with the horses and bring the dogs out.
Yeah.
We said one big family reading.
I think I could do a reading on your dogs if you want for free.
Really?
Yeah.
Talking about Jax or Zoe, or see if you get a vibe from both of them?
Let the expert handle this. I'm going to tap into their energy here. Okay. We have a problem. I all of a sudden, I just got very tight in the chest. We've got a problem with anxiety with one of them. Big time. There's some major anxiety happening. And it stems from an incident, like a recent incident. It's an attention thing. One of them is feeling a lack of attention.
Okay.
And to get your attention, they're creating messes in your home.
Now, Jax did have an accident last night.
Ain't no accident, son.
He was trying to get my attention last night.
Mm-hmm. I told you, I'm feeling it.
You are feeling it. Anything else? Anything you're getting from Zoe? the Chihuahua. So I think Jax, he was standing by the door and rang the bell, and I didn't attend to his needs last night. And so there was a little tinkle there last night by the doorway.
Zoe.
Hey, Zoe here. Hey, Mercedes, how you doing? You're on the radio. It's so cool. I see you on TV sometimes, too.
Zoe.
Yes?
She doesn't like something that's happening in your house right now.
Yeah, when they go upstairs and shut that bedroom door. And what are you doing? You're hurting her.
What is the deal with carrots and Zoe?
Carrots and Zoe?
There's something with carrots and Zoe. Does she like carrots? Did she sneak a carrot? There's something with carrots and Zoe. I'm feeling it. Like
carrots and Zoe.
It's strong.
She was at the horse show this past weekend.
Yeah.
My wife had her out there the entire week. What do horses eat?
Carrots. Does Zoe eat the carrots?
No, but my wife was given a lot of carrots to the horses. Maybe that's her way of saying that the horse was getting more attention at the horse show.
She's mad.
Because there's Zoe, like, I don't think Zoe got one treat all week long.
That's it. She wants carrots.
But the horses
carrots
got carrots
too.
All week long.
She wants carrots.
Oh my gosh. Can you tap into Rebel, the mini horse, or are you getting more from Zoe?
I'm getting lots of Zoe vibes here.
Yeah, Mercedes.
Let me readjust.
They don't listen to me.
Can you talk in the Rebel voice? Because that's what's kind of really helping me tap in.
I don't have a Rebel. Then this is Zoe. I talk for everyone. And Rebel doesn't like them. Not one bit.
Why does Rebel hate you? Rebel does not like you.
No, Rebel does
it's
not like me.
It's you specifically. It's not everyone else. It's you specifically. You did something to Rebel, and Rebel did not forget it. What did you do?
I didn't do anything to Rebel.
You did. Seriously, what did you do?
I didn't do anything to Rebel. There was an issue with Rebel and his eye last year.
Did you poke him in the
eye? No. It was an infection, and it was a very, very expensive surgery that needed to be done on his eye.
And you didn't want to contribute to it.
They wanted me to pay for it because they were trying to claim that Rebel was my horse because we all went in and bought Rebel together, a group of us at the barn. And we put Rebel in our Christmas card. And like, from our family to yours, Merry Christmas. And then when the eye infection happened and it needed surgery, everyone turned on us and said, he's your horse. I'm like, he's my horse. And they're like, yeah, you put him in your family Christmas card. So he's your horse.
So you didn't pay? You said, no, he's not my horse?
Super expensive surgery. And I said, okay, what are the options with this eye infection? The vet's like, well, you know, we can do the surgery, save the eye, $2,000. Or a cheaper way is to, we could remove the eye.
Oh my God, this is why Rebel hates you.
So I
Rebel
said,
blames it all on
I said,
you.
Oh, I'm the horse owner? Okay, I'm going to save some money. Thankfully, by the grace of God, the infection cleared up and nothing needed to be done. But I'm like, if you're all pinning this horse on me, I'm not going to spend $2,000 on a mini horse. I would rather go the other way and have him wear a patch.
It's a patch.
But.
Like a rhinestone Lady Gaga type of patch.
A patch on his eye. But thankfully, the medication worked and the eye infection, everything cleared up. We have to do anything.
But he knows that you think he's good enough for your Christmas card, but when it comes to actual love and care, you didn't care. I'm serious. I'm getting strong Rebel vibes, and it's all targeted towards you. It's not towards your wife at all. It's
no,
all you.
She loves him. Yeah, because she was the one. She got angry with me too. I said, $2,000 on eye surgery. We're $200. He's my horse. I'm going to save some money. But like I said, I prayed to God.
Does he bite you?
Oh my, get out of here. Are you serious?
Yeah. I just saw teeth biting you. has he bitten you?
You're
I'm really feeling
it's
like
a little
vibes.
Fuzzy, I'll be honest. He didn't bite me, but my friend Gil, I took Gil to meet Rebel.
Uh-huh.
And Gil went to feed him a carrot.
I knew I was psychic. I knew I was
and
psychic.
And Rebel bit his hand.
Yeah. That was targeted towards you, but that was the only way he could get close to you. This is weird.
Yeah, Rebel bit Gil's hand bad, too.
I don't think I want this power. I'm gonna take this lady's job. Anyone that has horses or animals that you want to talk to,
seriously?
Let me know. I'll do it for half the price. No, I'm just kidding. She's probably awesome.
That was good.
Does Rebel wear some sort of, like, handkerchief or something? Or, like, red something?
Yeah.
Well, that would be self-explanatory because Rebel red.
Yeah, I think
so. I'm not going to take credit for that.
He does
one.
Have something. I'll get a picture of Rebel. Not Rebel. It'd be the death of me.
Have you ever put antlers on him for the holidays?
I think in our Christmas card we did.
Oh, dear God. Okay, I don't know why I'm getting all this stuff. This is weird.
But I'm excited. I'll let you know how the because you're really good. I'll let you know how the other pet psychic goes. I'm excited for the true readings.
Rebel.
Rebel.
R-E-B-E-L, because there's no I in Rebel.
More Mercedes in the Morning coming up.
When I wake up,
I love these guys.
On Mix 94.1.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.